Buchanan.
Here.
Wise.
Present.
Edmonds.
Here.
All here. Danny?
You next to Ben.
Ben, would you like to come forward and take over?
Yes, I do. Long awaited, we have two new hires to the police department that we're going to get sworn in tonight. So I first want to ask Margaret Maggie McHugh to come forward. Maggie is a 2021 graduate of Clemson High School and a 2023 graduate of Richland Community College. And she is new to us, a hometown product, but will attend the Macon County Law Enforcement Training Center in May, early May, for her 16 weeks of intense recruit training. So Maggie is accompanied tonight by her mother and family and several friends. So if you can administer her oath, please.
Please raise your right hand. Say aye.
Aye.
Your name.
Margaret McHugh.
And repeat after me. Have been appointed.
Have been appointed.
To the Office of Police Patrolman.
To the Office of Police Patrolman.
In the City of Clinton.
In the City of Clinton.
The County of DeWitt.
In the County of DeWitt.
Do solemnly swear.
Do you solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of Illinois.
Of the State of Illinois.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office.
Of the office.
Of Police Patrolman.
Of Police Patrolman.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Ma'am, I would need you to sign here, please.
Okay.
Sign up for public participation?
We do not.
Okay. Read the motion for the approval of the minutes, please.
The minutes of the regular meeting of March 19, 2024 be approved as submitted.
I'll make a motion. Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. Please call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried. Bill, send payroll.
General Administration, $24,598.51. Economic Development, $7,415.65. Police, $16,826.45. Fire, $16,335.59. Street, $5,135.41. Parks, $814.33. Public Health and Safety, $1,298.53. Emergency Services, $3,750. Garbage, $52.07. Cemetery, $627.35. Water Operations, $53,193.23. Sewer Operations, $7,140.32. Water Deposits, $72.56. Clinton Sanitary District, $78,983.96. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 1, $7,650. Motor Fuel Tax Fund, $35.94. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $332,510.47. Hospital Funded Depreciation, $264,749.40.
Is there a motion to approve the bills and payroll?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. John, just making a note that the Clinton Sanitary District rise in their bill is reflected in that sanitary district item on our bill. So we're just reimbursing it. It made quite a difference. It used to be about $46,000.
Yeah.
Okay, call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes, motion's carried. Do we have anybody for petitions and communications?
We do not.
Okay. Departments, Bill, for the mayor, we don't have anything to report today, so that brings us up to street department.
I don't have any tonight.
How's your brush pickup doing?
We did real well last week. That's last week and picked up, so we'll be again on Monday of next month. So
sounds good. Department of Public Property.
I do not have a whole lot as far as the public property thing, but I do want to thank Danny Ballinger and the chief of the fire department. I got invited out to a training session a week ago, and I was highly impressed. I don't know if anybody has been able to come out and really watch you guys in action, but it was just something different, the way that you work with the ladders. I got to get to kind of go through the entire process, sit out there for pretty much the day, and got to watch how you guys did that. And I feel very confident that if I have something wrong and you guys come to my house, you're going to get me out of that house. You're going to take and protect my property, and you're going to take and do an awfully good job of it. So I know you've got kind of an extra special training program coming up in the future here where the families
goes,
and stuff come out.
It goes clear until November?
Should wrap up in the first week in September.
Yeah, and that's every other week.
Okay, but I think you guys should invite the public, let people know ahead of time, let them come see what that facility actually does. Because the two-man bringing them out of the second story and bringing, you got some big boys on your department, and every guy on my side bringing them down and doing that work on those ladders, I was impressed. And they didn't leave anybody behind. I watched the burning. I found out how that actually progresses. Went in and got to see firsthand how you guys do that and make that smoke. I don't personally want to go in there and do that. You offered to let me have a chance, but you guys are really good at what you do, so I'm not going to step on toes and try to go in there and do what you do, because that's not me. But I do know that they were taking some film, and the guys were doing some film. filming. I hope that we can get some good pictures and maybe at a council meeting here, not to just a future, show what you guys do in there. I was impressed. And I just want to tell you that it's really a good thing. You had three different departments there that Saturday. I know you have others come in. So you're using that facility and what it was built for. And I just really want to thank you for letting me come and just be a part and see how that's done and how that is set up. Burning straw and burning pallets, how you produce that much smoke, then it just clears out in just a matter of minutes so you can go back and do the next group. That was impressive. So I know you got a deal with your family's going to come for like a graduation right. ceremony. We need to promote that and let people from the public come out and see just what goes on there because I think they would be impressed. I know I was. So thank you for inviting me. Thank you and your department because I really enjoyed it and I really learned a lot on what you guys have to go through to be certified and go out there.
And that's all certified through the Illinois State Fire Marshal's Office, EPA, and all that. So
well, it was impressive. Your commissioner asked me about bringing a hydrant down through there so we could have something to get a little closer. I haven't talked to Boyd yet, but we're going to try and see if we can't do that. It's going to be a boon to give you a boost and have a hydrant there that you can work off of and practice with. And if we're getting a new building and new storage for the hospital, I want to be able to have something right there handy. If anything goes wrong, we've got it right there on the scene. So. I know Steve and I and Boyd can sit down and talk about it. Want to try some new materials in the ground. And so that may be our first little test site to put in some new material to bring that hydrant up. And so appreciate that. And I do appreciate you letting me come and witness it. And show me just exactly what you do because it's good to see the handoff. It really was. I was impressed. Thank you very much.
And just a note with that, John, those firemen that are in that class every other weekend are spending 16 hours of the weekend away from their families.
It shows, and you guys did a great job tonight. I do know that the citizens of Clinton ought to be very impressed. And if something happens in the house, I know you'll get them out. I watched it, and I'm really impressed with how you did that. So thank you for letting me come, Chief. And that's all I have.
Report from the Department of Public Health and Safety.
Ben, you didn't. He already left. I think that's all Ben had. I've got one thing. On the last meeting, we put on file to buy radios, and we've taken them back off. The reason being, it's a grant we have, and we were lucky enough to take it off before we purchased the radios we were going to buy because the county and everybody has went to digital encrypted. And if we would have bought those radios, we wouldn't have been able to talk to law enforcement. So timing was perfect that we pulled them back, and now we're going for the right type of radios, which down the road, there's going to be a few radios and trucks that are going to have to be. So there's going to be some expenses, but the sheriff's department went to it, and the Clinton PD gone to it, so it pretty much forces fire to go to it that goes out with police. Mm-hmm. So we were able to pull that $20,000 back and put it the right direction. And we'll put it back on file shortly.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Report from the Department of Finance. Don't have anything for that department tonight. So unfinished business. Cam, you got some motions?
I do. Approve the resolution 2024-4, resolution authorizing authority Illinois Department of Transportation.
Motion.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. Please call the roll.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes. Motion's carried.
Approve resolution 2024-5, resolution authorizing authority Apple Developer Program.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes. Motion's carried. Like I said, we have a couple things to in the new business to vote on.
Yes. Do you want to read those off?
Oh, we did them. You moved them up then.
Yes.
Okay. So would you read the list of new business things to be placed on file, please?
On file, fiscal year 2025 budget, ordinance amending Chapter 8 of Title 7, water rates, and Chapter 9 of Title 7, sewer rates, strategic plan proposal, Orange Municipal Support Incorporated, $9,450, lead service line contract, ACTS LLC, downtown sidewalk project bids, J.G. Stewart Contractors, Inc., $270,211.42, Knapp Concrete Contractors, $309,267.60, and George Gilder, Inc., $330,081.
Okay, now we need to, those will all be placed on file. Before we close,
we need to vote on this one and this one.
Okay. Okay, well, go ahead and...
I ask that you guys amend, if you're going to be moving something from on file to voting, I ask that you amend the agenda item to reflect as such.
Okay. Is there a motion to amend the agenda items?
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Call the roll.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes, motion's carried. Items on the agenda are amended. But we do need, before we close the meeting, we need to vote on those two.
Approve the strategic plan proposal from ART Municipal Support, Inc. in the amount of $9,450.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Please call the roll.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes. Motion's carried. And the next one.
Approve the lead service line contract with ACTS LLC.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion.
That's the one that's time sensitive, and that's why we're moving it up. We have to have it in and to the state for a certain period of time, and we were running out of that time, so that's why it's being moved and why we're moving on tonight.
Okay. Before we adjourn, we just need to mention that the budget hearing will be at 6:45 p.m. on August 16th. That'll be on both the city budget and hospital budget. So
we need to vote on the service line contract.
Oh, service line contract. Oh, sorry about that.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes. Motion carried. Now we can entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'd make that motion.
Motion made and seconded. Please call the roll.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes. Meeting adjourned.